You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Heard about Anchor. It is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your own phone or computer. Anchor will also distribute your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more podcast platforms. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Julian Edelman number episode of the YWC Football Talk podcast. That's right, episode number 11. Nightmare 10 once again has made his triumphant return. He had a bit of a layoff. You know what? Timing gets in the way. But before anything else, obviously, there's a huge, huge elephant in the room. That is the coronavirus. So today's probably not going to be a football-heavy podcast just because, look, anywhere you go, anywhere you turn, sports talk radio, all this stuff. Sports has been hugely affected by this, even the NFL, which right now isn't its off season. But you know what? Stuff like spring meetings, scouts and coaches are getting pulled off the road and stuff because they don't want people traveling here and there. So, and even too, who knows what's going to happen with the NFL draft, free agency. It's going to impact too, like say, for example, another big elephant in the room when it comes to free agency, like Tom Brady's decision will probably get impacted because of this. Other big names' decisions, because look, this year is a huge year for free agency. But I just want to get it to, like, to Phil right away because I don't want to be talking for too long. But this whole situation, they just like it's like it was a huge domino. One domino fell, and like just all the rest of the dominoes went.
Yeah, and like I mean, like I know this is primarily a football podcast, so I mean, I think like the big thing you just said, like all right, so we've already seen the NBA cancel, NHL cancel, NASCAR is doing some precautions. There's others. Probably missed it. Major League Baseball, I think, is projected to suspend the start of the season.
Spring training like is canceled, and the start of the season, sorry to cut you off, but like I just said, they basically, the rest of spring training has been canceled, and then the start of the season is delayed by at least 2 weeks, which was going to be 2 weeks today, actually, which is March the 26th. The season now will begin as early as April 9th, but even though who knows how far that will go back to, and also to Minor League Baseball. And also, too, like, the PGA is doing the same thing as NASCAR, where it's being played in front of no one. The biggest news, though, of all, is March Madness being totally canceled.
No March Madness, man. That's when you know it's real, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's where it's, like, you know, like, honestly, I'll be honest. Like, I mean, everybody, I think, has thought this. It's, like, you kind of, like, you know, is it as serious as everyone's taking it? And is it this and is that? But, like, when companies, like, and even though, yeah, they're an organization, but NCAA is willing to lose money, that's when you know it's big. Like, NBA willing to lose money, like, you know it's got to be serious at that point. I mean, it's still, like, you know, the virus itself, yeah, you know, only certain age groups and stuff. But the thing you were – one thing you I think you're kind of leaning towards was, like, NFL free agency. Like, they're probably going to move that. I mean, it's not guaranteed because they don't have – I mean, it starts, what, Monday? Teams can talk – they can talk on Monday. It's not officially – doesn't – the new year doesn't start till they still
Wednesday.
Have a CBA. They have a CBA they have to still – get together. Like, I mean, there's just imagine the more time that's gonna affect, like, maybe not every free agent, but like someone like Tom Brady, Patriots now have more time to talk to him. Maybe he has more time to think about it. It's like that there's, you know, like it's no one's fault, but it's going to influence something. If it doesn't influence the Tom Brady issue, it's going to influence some free agent that gets more time to think about what he wants to do. So it's interesting time, man. You got to be, most of all, though, you got to be safe more than anything. Just, you know, I saw Braun Strowman release a video. Just wash your hands, man. Just make sure you wash your hands.
You know, even to
it's
like
not funny by saying that I am, you know, trying to make light of it, but it's, you know, just wash your hands, be safe, you know.
Exactly, like.
And avoid large gatherings. Like, they haven't canceled it yet, but WrestleMania is going to be canceled. It's not happening. Okay? Like, Vince cannot be that stupid. And it's not going to be up to Vince. Vince isn't going to be able to decide if he wants it or not, so.
Exactly, and even to, like, with, like, large gatherings is one of those things where, look, if you want to go out, like, if, like, say, for example, like, going out for dinner, going to the movies, go if you want to, but it's one of those things where it's like a, like, you're taking a risk almost, like, doing that. And also, too, like, anyone listening to this, like, I know I'm not, like, yeah, this podcast isn't reaching thousands and thousands of people. One day it will, but for now, it's one of those things where, you know what, take precautions, be safe, like, wash, like, do things like wash your hands, sanitize your hands. If you're not feeling well, stay home from work. Don't try to be that hero that's like, oh, I can work, I feel fine. No, stay home, get yourself better. Even if you have a common cold, like, look, myself too, I was getting paranoid because I just got over a cold. I had the common cold last week, but I'm over it now. Like I said, Sunday, like when I was recording, my voice was different because of it. There's just so many factors into this too. And even, for example, I just want to throw in quickly, if this was during the NFL season, this would be a much worse scale because, look, you have 70,000 people going to games. You have more people on the rosters. You have more people on the field, from photographers to on-field officials to sideline reporters to camera operators to like NFL films personalities, just media in general, even like broadcasters too, reporters up in the boxes. So I'm just thinking about this too. Like, if imagine like the league, like the NFL shutting down, even to Phil's point too, when you have something as big as the NCAA, and like we were saying too, with Vince not being that stupid, the NCAA is one of the most money hungry. It's the basically the biggest elephant. I keep saying elephant in the room, but you know what? There's a lot of them that the NCAA loves to make money, even though the players don't make jack squat, which I'm totally against.
This organization literally fined a player for, yeah. I can't remember the details, but it was something. Violation or something,
pro days come, like, and also too, the other thing to look at for the NFL, the draft's right around the corner. It's not like the draft's only a couple months. The draft's in 6 weeks from now. So like, and even too, say for example, the draft still goes on as planned. Players and teams, their futures are going to be uncertain because it's going to be one of those things where, are we going to have a live draft? Is it just going to be Roger Goodell at Park Avenue where the NFL head office is, and you have all the players in their respective homes there? Are they still going to do it in Vegas? Because you also do have team facilities being completely shut down. And I saw this, that the LA Rams and the Chicago Bears have already told their employees, work from home. Like, I unfortunately don't have that luxury. I have a job where I go into, but my work,
yeah, me either.
Like, Phil and I have jobs where, you know what, we have to go to work. Like, we can't work from home. But we trust our employers because, like, mine has hand sanitizing stations set up. There are signs everywhere just to wash your hands. There's certain things, even too, like little things, like, I don't know, when if you work out, wipe your stuff down. If you're pumping gas, like I went and pumped gas tonight, and I had a hand sanitizer in my car, and I literally, after I touched the stuff, I rubbed my hands just to make sure I was clean. Like, even too, in washing your hands, get in between your fingers, all this stuff. Like, and also too, for the whole football aspect, like, sometimes, and this is the weirdest thing in the world, but sports and wrestling, and I'm saying both, why? Because, like I say, YWC, this podcast was inspired because we all love wrestling, and every guest I've had on so far loves wrestling, WWE, AEW, no matter the promotion. Sports and sports entertainment takes a back seat for once. This is, like, I've never, ever seen this in my life. Like, in my, like, 26 years of living, I've never seen this where, for once, look, you don't have sports to escape. Like, when I was a kid, I would use Raw. Like, say if I was having a shitty day at school or something shitty happened to me, you know what? You use wrestling as an escape. Like, yeah, wrestling will still happen. Sports will still happen. It's like, oh, you're having a day. Oh, you know what? You can go home. Or I can look forward to it. Say, hey, look, for football, say, for example, the Pats are on. You don't have that. Whether it be MLS, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, which season is supposed to start in 2 weeks. In Phil's case, NASCAR. What's another sport we can name? The XFL, which, perfect example, football league.
Yeah, they canceled as well today. Yeah.
They suspended the season completely because their regular season, I think, only has about a month left in it. But at the same time, too, I really hope that there is XFL football in 2021. I really hope the league doesn't have to fold because of this. Like, there's so many factors that go into the whole coronavirus stuff where it's just like, and also, too, a lot of people can go, oh, it's an overreaction. Oh, people are freaking out.
I'm going to let Phil go into this, but it's better that people are freaking out, because look, if no one's freaking out, that's when stuff gets worse. If you contain it now, that's when you stop the problem. It's like, and this is an example, I know it may sound bad, but like, it's like when you see someone get cancer, or they always do with those cancer dads, they always say early detection is what stops it. If you know you have it, or look, if they know people who may have it, or if you want to contain it from spreading, doing things like canceling sports, you know what, in the long run? Well, sports may get canceled for, who knows, by the end of March, they could be playing again. I doubt it. I think they won't be back till about the middle of April, unfortunately. But you know what? If you can contain it, you're helping the problem.
And you can, and the biggest thing with this virus is you can literally have it, not know it.
That's the scariest thing.
And get it off to someone that it can actually affect, like an elderly person or a younger kid or whatever, you know. So that's the scary part. That's why you have to be precautious, because someone could. He was an idiot, but the basketball player
Rudy Gobert,
you know, mocking about it. Like, you can't. Like, I get it. I get, you know, you make your jokes, whatever. But when it comes down to it, don't be stupid like him. Like, rubbing his hands all over everything. Like, come on, you got to be smarter than that, especially as a professional athlete. But and that's what they got to do. They got to be precautious, because all it takes is for them to have March Madness, or let's just say, for instance, since WrestleMania is still on, Vince has WrestleMania, and then literally it spreads. Like, it could, like, I know it sounds silly, but it could go so many people coming from so many different directions, and they all go. Like, one, I think if you have it, there's going to be so many people that, like, cancel and you have to refund. So, I really feel like you're going to go with half an empty stadium. I mean, I really think that you could lose at least 50% of people, because no one's going to go out. I mean, maybe more than that, because people aren't going to go. You got to be precautious, and I think they'll make the right decision. I hope they would. I think that's not going to be up to them anyway.
Yeah, and like I said too, there's one thing I actually thought about too with WrestleMania, where I know they did this with the Super Bowl with, actually, and it also relates to WrestleMania too, because SoFi Stadium next year, guess what, hosts that. I'm hoping to be there, same with Phil. But I remember they were supposed to host the Super Bowl this coming year. They moved it because of construction. If WrestleMania ends up getting canceled, you know what I would do? I would tell the city of Tampa, look, we will come back WrestleMania 38, 2022. It's yours. Because you can't
I agree, Griff. I mean, there's no point in going to Raymond James Stadium and doing an empty arena. Just do it in your own performance center or whatever you want to do it. Or somewhere locally, so they don't have to, like, the talent doesn't have to travel that far. But that's what I would do. I would just, in a sense, postpone it. I mean, I don't know if they have verbal agreements with other people outside of LA next year. But I mean, you got to make precautions, and it's like you could probably make a case that there's like I was gonna say 100,000, but at least 80,000 people for that whole entire weekend, whether they all go to Mania or not. You know, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and even too, like, even though there's the travel ban put on by Donald Trump, what if, for example.
But that doesn't include the UK.
Oh, I know. Like they could easily go from the. They could go take a flight, go to London, fly to. I don't know if there's a direct flight from London to Tampa, but even to, say, for example, if you get to Tampa and you can't get out, your option is, hey, like, say, for example, because the one person I know that's going to WrestleMania is a good friend of ours, Ryan Falcone, who I hope to have on the pod someday. Like, he's from Jersey, so if it's like, oh, hey, you can't get out of Jersey, you got to drive. So a simple flight turns into a probably 12, 13-hour car ride. Like, it's things like that. So it's just honestly better to cancel it, or you know what, just say, hey, we're going to host it. Like, tell Tampa, like, try to work out a date with Tampa instead of just doing it for your own good and your own satisfaction. Like, you're going to have a lot of people, like, not happy if you're hosting a big event when, you know what, big events and leagues around, like, and even, too, going into Europe, like, they already know that UEFA, Euro Cup, which is supposed to take place in June, is already being moved to 2021. UEFA Champions League and the Europa League already canceled. I also do hockey leagues all throughout Europe. Seasons are canceled. Minor hockey, like the CHL up here in Canada, canceled. There's just so many stuff being canceled that if WrestleMania goes on, it only looks bad on WWE. Like,
there's too many people that they have at their resources that they're just not going to allow it. Like, there's just no way. I'm not saying that Vince does want to keep it going. I mean, that all of us think, you know, his ego would definitely want him to. But I can't imagine, like, now with the XFL, it kind of makes me think, I'm like, okay, well, he's a big part of that. How could he just not ignore it for his, like, his other love or whatever. But I don't say honestly love. But it's one of the things I was gonna say too is let's just say like I mean WrestleMania weekend is like a long event too. I mean it's like you're there Wednesday. Essentially, some people could get there Wednesday, maybe Thursday, but through Monday, like look, this March Madness stuff is like there was like a rumor like the day before. And it, or the day it basically started happening. Like, so it's like, what happens if stuff like, you know, so it's like, it just abruptly, the NBA season just abruptly ends. Like, you know, that one case came up and bam. So it's like, you just can't, you can't risk anything like that. And they're not going to. I get giving it another week. I can call it like, but if by next week, if they don't make a decision, they have lost their minds.
Yeah. But like,
anyway,
like even too, just with that whole thing, it's, think about someone other than yourself. Think about someone other than yourself.
Just canceled. Disney World freaking just announced they're going to close. Wait, so that's
I know California's closed. Did Orlando close too?
I just read it. I was going to wait till and I forgot. But yeah, they just Disney World has just announced as of Sunday they're going to close through the end of the month.
Jesus. So, and like, look, yeah. Disney, a $1 billion entity.
Yeah. So and that's a lot of money. I mean, they don't make a whole lot of money from their parks, surprisingly, actually. But that's still going to be a lot of money. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, of Disney is what I'm saying. But, so, I mean, that's just, WWE has no choice. They have literally no choice. Like, it's just a matter of time. I think it's mainly, I really would like to believe that it's just them trying to get everything in order for what they're going to do.
Well, even, too, I see something right now from the Bleacher Report Wrestling saying WWE is still planning on holding WrestleMania 36 on April 5th in Tampa, Florida, despite the coronavirus outbreak. Coronavirus isn't something where it's just like, oh, hey, it's changed. Like, 1 week it's this, 1 week it's that. It's hour to hour things are changing. Like, it's at one point, it's look, like Phil just said, Disney World effective Sunday, canceled, like closing. Disneyland in California, closing. Broadway in New York. Like, and also, too, like up here in Toronto, Toronto has its own theater district where the shows aren't being canceled, the shows are going on, but you know what? You have the option to get a refund if you want, which I think is the respectable thing to do. Which, if WWE, for some reason, decides to go on with WrestleMania, they have to let the fans, you know what, they have, even though they are going to lose money doing this, you got to give the fans the option of, if you do not want to go, you can get your money back for your tickets.
100%, because they're dead if they don't do that. I can tell you that right now. They're already dead. If they don't, I mean, I say dead, but that company will take the biggest hit it's ever taken. I will say, I'll go on record of that. If they don't cancel, but even more, like what you're saying, if they don't offer refunds, like, I can tell you one thing, I won't touch. I won't buy another ticket. I can tell you that if I don't get my refund. So, yeah. Which I don't have a Mania ticket, but I have TakeOver and Becky. So,
yeah. Luckily
for WWE, Ticketmaster will pretty much refund if anything changes down there. Like, I think they have that in their thing.
So. Yeah, like,
luckily that's not really up to WWE, hopefully.
But the only thing I would say, too, is, like, if Mania does get canceled, I think you do still have to do something at the Performance Center where, you know what, you just have, or maybe to the time slot, instead of doing TakeOver on the Saturday night in Tampa, you move it to that Sunday, April 5th at the Performance Center, you do TakeOver.
Well, you could also, I mean, Vince has been wanting to do it. I mean, I guess with TakeOver, you probably couldn't be able to do it, but Vince has been wanting to do the whole 2-day WrestleMania. This is the one time you could actually do, you know, part one and part two.
Yeah, you could.
You know, you could actually do that because you don't have to worry about, you know, the fans and all that. So you could do it.
It's one of those things where, like, you know what, and
pump the network. I mean, the network needs all the help it can get. So
yeah,
at this point, you might be the last Mania we were ever going to get on the network anyway.
Yeah. What was the thing I was going to say? Because too, like, even to like how Phil and I are saying the refunds thing, because. Speaking from experience, because Phil, you've been to how many Manias have you been to?
I think this would be my sixth. I mean, I technically didn't go to 29, but I went to the weekend, so I count that. So this would be my sixth.
Six, but you still went on the trip. I've been on five.
I've been to five.
Okay, I've been on four trips. I've been to four WrestleManias. These trips aren't like I know a lot of people say, "Oh, the Super Bowl is the most expensive."
Oh, no, I'm wrong. I've already been to six. Okay, I counted that wrong.
Okay, you've already been to six.
This one's seven. Dang, I didn't realize that. Okay, anyway, sorry.
It's all good. These trips cost a lot of money. Like, I understand, too, like, speaking from experience, WrestleMania trips are not something that's cheap. Like, you can do WrestleMania cheap if you want to, but if you want to have that experience that you'll always remember, or even, too, you may have it if you do on the cheap side where you're always sitting in the upper bowl and all that stuff, but for most of us who always sit, you know what, 100 level or risers, it's not cheap. So if people aren't able to get their money back, there's going to be a lot of people who are going to revolt against WWE. Also, too, on another note, I saw that AEW has moved their show next week, which is supposed to be in Rochester, New York, to Jacksonville. I don't know if it's open to the public, but I know they moved. They'll probably do their shows at Jacksonville until...
It said limited. I think it was limited. So I assume it's just family members and stuff.
Yeah. Like they you also probably couldn't be able to sell that many tickets in 5 days, especially with everything that's going on. But for them to do it in Jacksonville is the right call, because it's like SmackDown moving to the Performance Center, where, you know what, you're doing it in a location that you trust, that's safe. Like, I imagine if AEW had a Performance Center or something like that, they would do it. But, you know, at the same time, too, you're still giving the fans the product they want, and I think they'll do Jacksonville going forward. And also, too, I know that their I don't know what his official title is, but Tony Khan said that if talent want to stay home, they can, which honestly, it's like telling an employee, hey, you can work from home if you want to. Like, don't be afraid to ask for it. Like, it won't affect your status with the company. It's just one of those things. Like, hey, if you don't want to come because you're afraid, that's okay. It's okay to be afraid.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, I mean, you got to be safe, man. I get it. I get it. Seems kind of over the top and stuff, but it's much better to cancel all these events than to have the events and something go wrong, because that's you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want that. And for the safety of the people, but let alone, I mean, the ramifications of other stuff, you know, because of that.
Yeah. And even too, like, just going back to the whole sporting world and everything, because with the NFL, like how we were saying, like, hey, we just had the combine a couple weeks ago. Like, imagine if this whole quarantine pandemic happens in the middle of the combine, all of a sudden it's, okay, we got to pack up everything. We got to get out of Indianapolis. And now to, like, even a lot of these, like, meetings and stuff, like, because players, even though you meet with players at the combine, you're still going to want to have, you have second interviews, you have third interviews, meetings. A lot of those are going to be done over Skype right now. So, for example, too, you could be interviewing a guy who, you know what, he's on Skype, dressed professionally, but for all we know, like, it's still not the same thing as meeting someone in person. You're, like, for workouts and relying on, hey, should we draft this kid? You're going to have to rely on film instead of going to a pro day, because I imagine if pro days happen, too, it's only going to be local media that are going there, because I feel like a lot of ESPN talent are like, I'm saying ESPN because it's the main network, but also, like, the NFL network, are they going to want to go out of their way to go watch a kid throw the ball around and do drills for a couple of hours where there's potential to, you know what, get the coronavirus. So
Right. Life
is going to be very different for, and the most scary part about this is we don't know how long. It's not the only league I know who said for how long they're going to be suspended for is the MLS, who said 30 days, which is as of now, in baseball too, which is technically 30 days considering they said two-week minimum for MLB's season postponement.
And that's just starting days for right now. I mean, it most likely could get extended, I'm sure.
Exactly. Part of me wants to think positive and be like, oh, hey, they'll be back in a few weeks. Everything's going to be fine. But at the same time, too, we don't know. Like, and also, too, like, you have the NHL telling facilities, be prepared to go into July. And also, too, how does this affect the road going forward? The biggest question with the NFL is the CBA, because the CBA is something that's not going away. It's being voted on. But for right now, that takes a backseat, too, where you're going to have all these owners worrying about potential for team staff, players, and personnel who work, not only just team staff, like when I say team staff, like coaches and stuff, but people who deal with the ticketing offices, people who deal with social media, people who deal with business stuff, who deal with every single aspect of the game. You're going to have to put the game on pause, which honestly, the NFL is one of those machines that they go year-round. I know I say, like, oh, all sports do, but look, the NFL offseason compared to every other sport is, the average offseason is about, between the time the champion is crowned to the start of the preseason, is about 3 months. Football's is 6. So, and also, you're like, what if, like, for example, what if an NFL player gets it? Because I know there is a Tennessee Titan wide receiver. I got to look the guy's name up, but I know he is in quarantine right now in, I believe, Italy.
Yeah, I think I heard the same thing. I don't remember who it was either. But, yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, same thing we've been saying. You got to be precautious, man. It's just, they got to do it.
Sorry if there's a bit of a pause. I'm just trying to Google it just to see. Oh, ex-Titans wide receiver Chris Durham quarantined in Italy because of the coronavirus. So he doesn't have it, but he is in quarantine. But also, too, the other thing to look at as well is, just looking at this right now. Uh, I just found a really funny image. I'm just going to send it to Phil in a second. If he gets... Ooh, let's see. Where's the chat option here? I have you picture in picture right now, then I got me on the top. But, okay, got to open the combo quickly. It's just a link, but there we go.
Oh, wow, that was weird how that popped up.
Yeah.
Drop it. Oh, yeah, I clicked there.
So it's just one of those things, guys, like, we are a sports podcast. Hopefully the next podcast we can do, we can have a little bit more clarity because, like how the last one I recorded was on Sunday, today is March 12th. For right now, I'm not putting it on hold, but if nothing happens because of the virus, there's nothing to talk about. So I honestly don't know what I'm going to come on here and say. It's going to be more, oh, hey, we're waiting to see what happens. So just to let you fans know the show, shout out Randy Oska. Randy is the man.
He is very much the man.
Yeah, number one fan. Basically, if nothing has happened, but then to, like, say, for example, if the NFL league year is delayed, this is going to sound kind of hypocritical because I'm in favor of everything else being paused, but if the NFL, like, does pause free agency, part of me sees it as, you know what, it's good because, like I said, players, meeting, everything. But that's the other thing, too. If a player wants to go check out a facility to see, hey, do the facilities work for me? They're not going to be able to. Or they're not going to want to, at least. Like, imagine, like, too, if all the facilities are shut down, it's like walking into a ghost town, so you don't know how they truly operate. So you're going to have to sign with a team gambling on, hey, this is what happens. Which, and also, too, this is something I just came up with, like I was saying with visiting a team. And this may sound kind of bad, but you know what? For a guy like Tom Brady, it's going to, I honestly, the more I think about it, I was going to say something about him and may favor his chance of staying in New England because he may not go to another facility because of this. But to be honest, even though I was saying, you know what, the league year can start, I will not be shocked if free agency is pushed back at least until the end of the month.
Yeah, I think it is going to be pushed back. I just don't think, I mean, this is hard to do stuff, so.
Yeah. It's like I say, it's just one of those things that it's the most scary part about this is the not knowing when. And also, too, like you said, the fact that there's no, like, in some cases there aren't any symptoms. But like we say, too, if you feel like you do have some symptoms, go see your doctor immediately. Even though you are put in quarantine or whatever, it's better that, you know what, if you solve the problem when it's there, it's going to be better for everyone. And look, as Phil's gone, I'm going to talk for a bit. Just one of those things, guys, we keep just stressing it. Like, get checked, wash your hands, Purell your hands, don't cough and then touch your face. Don't. Someone said this in my gym today. Someone said, oh, hey, like, jokingly, don't lick the weights. Don't lick other people. Like, obviously, they're joking, but at the same time, too, like, don't do anything that can put you at risk. Don't do anything that would potentially put you or others in danger. Because why the even more scary part about this is you don't know who you can affect with this or who can get affected by this. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, we said you could have it, and, you know, not know it, so you don't want that on you, trust me.
No. Like, also, too, like, say, for example, if you give it to someone and don't know, you could get in trouble for that. They can come at you and sue you because, like, look, it's like you gave me this awful illness where, you know what, it's like, I think I was saying, too, a lot of the cases are treatable. So, you know what, if you can get this under wraps, get this treated, you know what, like, life is going to go on. Life will live. Sure, we're sad about it now, like, with the whole sports thing. And even, like, we're saying, too, how sports takes a backseat, sure. We're sad. But at the same time, too, you can't go complaining and bitching about it, being like, oh, well, let's cancel. No. It sucks. I can't stress it enough. It just sucks.
I mean, in Italy, there's, don't quote me fully on this, but I know that I heard about it today. In Italy, if it's you lie about it or don't acknowledge that you have it or something or another, you can actually be charged with murder. It's crazy.
Exactly. It's like, look, you lie about it, and then you end up giving it to someone, and you kill that person.
If you lie or what, or just it finds out you have it or something. It's one of those.
And also, too, like, for example, like, you know, people are saying, oh, hey, I want to travel now because flights are cheap. Like, just don't put yourself first. This is one of those situations where you have to sit back. You got to, like, I was looking forward to coming on to this podcast today. I remember Sunday saying, and Miguel laughed about it, that we were going to talk about free agency. We're going to talk about the Tom Brady situation, which, you know what? Let's move away from coronavirus because I want to talk about it because you and I haven't talked about this in a bit. But there's one point I want to make about his free agency status, because look, at the same time too, the show's got to go on. I know it may sound a little selfish or whatever, but you know what? And that's what we're here to do. We're here to take your minds off of what's going on, even though we've talked about it for about half an hour now. You think that if Tom Brady was leaving New England, he'd still be hanging out with, oh, I don't know, Julian Edelman? Because I honestly don't think so.
I mean, that's, you could probably say different things about it. I mean, he might just, maybe he wants to say, you could spin that in a sense that he just wants to spend his last few times he can with him. I don't know. But it's hard, like, even before all the coronavirus stuff, like, it's hard to really know. Like, I mean, I've always said I just feel like he's, like, I just don't see any grass being green enough to go unless he's that mad at Bill or something, which I don't see that either. So it's like, I just don't see anything being sweet enough for him to go. And I understand he has taken pay cuts and you know, got the short end of the stick for a lot just to make the team better. But I just don't think he's going to go for money either. I mean, Tampa Bay is one of them. Excuse me. That's going to throw money at him. You know, Tennessee could very – I don't see why. There's a lot of teams that, like, hey, look, if you have a future quarterback, I understand not going after him. But now there's – I mean, you heard the rumors, I think since this has happened since we talked last, is, you know, the Niners, like, potentially trading Tom Brady to the Niners and getting Garoppolo back. Like, I guess doing, like, a sign-and-trade thing. But, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, nothing's off the table outside of, like – I think someone said this, like, six teams, I would say – maybe that would not touch them, you know, and it's like, or that's not gonna, wouldn't even, that wouldn't try. Like, there might be one that say, hey, we're not gonna pay that much, whatever. And then, of course, like I said, the ones that have young quarterbacks, but honestly, if I'm, if I'm Brady, I'm like, yeah, go hear him out. I mean, that, like, obviously with the coronavirus stuff, that's gonna affect that. But outside of that, looking at it just from a perspective of him trying the teams, go see what they have and then come back to New England if you really wanna stay. If you don't want to stay, you got to do what you got to do. But if you want to stay, come back and say, hey, this is what they've offered me. Here's what I'm willing to do. You know, like, what are we going to go get to help me? And, you know, if New England's not willing to get him help, I mean, I can't blame him for wanting to go. I mean, I don't think they're going to say, hey, we're not getting you help. it's more so, I think, if, you know, if Bill was just like, hey, we're going to move on. But I just can't imagine. There's just not an option out there right now. So I feel like, you kind of have your cards, like New England's just, you know, you had to trade Garoppolo. I feel like you're just going to have to offer Brady whatever it is, even though it may be more, but you have a couple of years to maybe potentially draft a guy like, Jalen Hurts is a guy that's probably not going to go in the first round, possibly, but probably not. Jake Fromm's another guy. I mean, it may even be more in the next year if you have him for 2 years, so you could, you know, still get a guy, a decent enough guy. I mean, Garoppolo wasn't a first round pick, so. But yeah, we'll see. I don't know. There's a lot, like I said, there's a lot to talk about, and I think this, you know, the whole postponing, most likely being postponed of the start of free agency, because I mean they don't even have a CBA yet. So that's going to be interesting. That's going to affect some teams, and yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Which, fun fact, the last time that free agency was postponed was the year that the NFL almost went on strike in 2011. Which, honestly, it could happen again because their deal, it's not up officially until the end of this season, but then too, if this coronavirus, like, I'm going to go back to it, because why? It's like, we can't avoid it. It always is going to relate to coronavirus for now, but like, if the coronavirus goes longer, it potentially could affect the NFL season, like, for when it starts. I know it's still 6 months away. We're still, September 10th, I believe, is the start of the new season, which, 6 months, like, literally, just under 6 months to go till the start of the next NFL season, which is a long ways away, but you know what? With something like this, you never know. So, and also too, stuff like OTAs and like rookie camps, like, which happen usually right after the draft, which, 6 weeks, 6 weeks away. It's a trickle down effect that's affected every league. And even though how people are saying, like, oh, the NFL hasn't commented on the situation, which I understand, because look, the NFL's not playing right now, so it is a little bit different. But at the same time too, I think you do have to move free agency. It's just like one of those things, like we were saying, like, look, it's life. Life's good. Like, that's the other thing I want to say too. Even though we're saying all this stuff, like, about being safe and everything, about, like, not going out, still live your life. Like, don't live your, like, live your life, I'm not going to say in fear, live your life with caution.
But be smart.
Yeah. Be smart. Don't do anything stupid, which people sometimes have a tendency to do. But at the same time, too, you can't live in fear and isolation unless, like, obviously, if you do have COVID-19 coronavirus. But at the same time, too, like, go on, live your life and stuff like that. Like, my work, we play hockey every once in a while. We're actually doing one on Saturday night. And someone asked me, they're like, saying, oh, wait, well, I said, are you coming Saturday? And they're like, yeah, unless coronavirus cancels. And I said, look, the only way this would get canceled is if the city, like, because we rented a city rink, if they were to tell me, hey, we're stopping this, or for example, someone at my work were to get it, which your work, my work, I hope no one we know personally gets affected by this, because it's one of those things where you do not want to see anyone get sick. You don't. Like, people are going to get sick. The biggest thing, though, too, is like the death count. But right now, the death count, I don't know how many deaths have been in the United States, but I know in Canada we've only had one. But it's one of those things. Just be safe. Just do what you do usually. But you know what? Err on the side of caution.
I agree.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, I want to talk more football, but I don't know why. It just doesn't seem right. Like, I understand, like, when I did
the... There's just still some unknown. We don't... I mean, it's a free agency gets postponed. Like, we'll be talking about it for nothing, you know? Because it's like, we got to kind of see if it's going to happen or not.
Exactly. And even, too, like, with... The only thing I would say, though, is if free agency does happen, it will help, like... Because all... It will help, like, say, for example, SportsCenter, which will just be for... hours, and like, SportsCenter is literally going to be a 24-hour loop on ESPN probably for the, at least the next few weeks. But if free agency can come in, it can kind of help take people's mind off things. But at the same time, too, the big question is, would it feel right still doing it? And that's the big, like, I don't know. That's, like I said before, it's the scariest thing. The whole, not knowing something, honestly, it's honestly a shitty feeling. It sucks.
Yeah. No, it does. I mean, and not knowing, like you said, you don't know, this could get worse. I mean, I'm not laughing in that regard. I'm just saying, like, it could get worse, and it's like to imagine it getting worse. I mean, every sport's getting canceled, and most likely WrestleMania, and it's like all lives are already being altered. I mean, there's a lot of jobs just in the WrestleMania weekend that are going to be affected. Mark Cuban with NBA was talking about that with all this, you know, all the people in NBA. Like, yeah, obviously. The higher ups are fine. They're not gonna need any help. But you know, guys that are working a 9-to-5 because of you know at the NBA games, they're gonna need help. So I do like the fact that Mark Cuban mentioned starting off a program to help them. So that's good. But I mean, there's just a lot of people affected all the way down. It trickles down too, which is what the biggest effect of this virus is the fact that it's affecting a bunch of people start going out of work. Then you got that affects this, that affects that, and then. This service isn't available because there's no one to work there. And
Like, it's one of those things where it's affecting everyone and everything. Like, it's going to, like, it's some way or another, it's going to affect not exactly you as a person, but it's going to affect what you do. And to, like, what we were saying, too, like, I know the Detroit Pistons are going to continue to pay their employees. The Cleveland Cavaliers, and I know Kevin Love donated $100,000 to help pay for employees. Because, look, for someone, like, right now, like a professional athlete, for them, they're not going to know what to do because they're very regimented and they have the money to survive. But for regular people,
right.
When your job, like, for example, is being in, let's just say, an usher at Amalie Arena, which is the arena in Tampa Bay, there is, apart from, like, Lightning games and concerts, because I know Tampa Bay, I don't know if they have an arena football team, but I know they don't have any other sports teams. So, say, for example, if that gets... If, like, apart from the Lightning games being paused, if WrestleMania events get canceled, those are paychecks at Amalie Arena staff. Everything from ushers, concession staff, alcohol service, security, janitors. Those are paychecks that are just, like, that's scary not knowing where your next paycheck's coming from. Like, and also, too, for example, like, with sports columnists as well, like, a lot of those writers don't work for, like, some of them do work for certain outlets, but then some of them write freelance. Like, they just, like, oh, hey, like, they'll be hired for the season, and then once the season's done, they don't get paid. So, like, with the NFL, or like, not like with the NFL, obviously, but, like, even, too, like, for other leagues and stuff, like, the NFL Network, like, if free agency shuts down, what happens to the reporters? Like, what do they do for airtime? Like, do you just keep on, like, because you can't talk about free agency for so long. That's, like, why I was saying, too, like, with the podcast, like, I want to do another episode next week because I want to just pump out. But you know what? Like, if free agency gets delayed, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but there's going to be nothing to talk about because it's all going to be talk until something happens and people move places. But the only big news I think I saw was about Drew Brees taking a contract. He's obviously staying with the Saints, but he may take something that he may not have. He may have gotten somewhere else. Like, he may take an under market value, which is good for New Orleans. But at the same time, too, we don't know what else is going to happen. Like, the only thing I think we'll see is we'll see contract extensions getting done. Like, say, for example, like Dak Prescott. You'll hear about it happening, but it's one of those things. It won't be official, and that's, we don't know until when.
Yep.
Like, oh, but also, too, I really don't have anything much else to say. Phil, do you?
No, I mean, I think we covered it pretty well. It just kind of is a sit and wait thing now as far as the other stuff, you know, just got to wait and see.
So, yeah, we're going to sit and wait. This is probably my shortest guest podcast, actually, or not guest podcast, my shortest two-man podcast, because most of them usually do go over an hour. But like we say, not a lot. That's all we have to talk about today, because honestly, we're just going to sound like broken records after a while. But I just want to thank everybody for listening to this. We just hope things get better. And like we've said before, and we'll say it again, just be safe, be cautious. And you know what? If you feel under the weather, stay home from work. And if you really feel like you have it, get tested.
I agree.
Well, anyway, guys, thank you very much for listening, and we hope to be back on for episode, which is a very special number for Phil and I, episode number 12, as soon as possible. Thank you very much for listening, and have a good day, good night, good morning, whenever you listen to this, but goodbye for now.
Stay safe.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, SayTheDamnScore.com.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.